Hey, lovies, it's Christina with Kona's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And this is another bonus episode to our magic series. So we're going to be talking about the magic of wigs. So this would be technically episode 23-24. So we're just going to jump right into it. Wigs for centuries have been used for a multitude of things. Wigs first appeared in Egypt, obviously in earlier civilizations thousands of years ago. No surprise by the royals and upper middle class of society. In the Talmud, women are encouraged to cover their natural hair. As in Islam, where they wear burqas, Jewish men and women would wear faux hair, right, like false hair. A bit of a loophole to appear normal, or at least still looking normal, right? Wigs later popped up in China during the Han Dynasty before 770 BC. Wigs were often supplied as providing shade when walking before the invention of other headwear such as hats. Originally, the use of wigs was for thinning hair in old age. This gave the appearance of the elderly still appearing superior, if not almost godly, to still have their hair in old age. During Egyptian civilization, wigs quickly fell into fashion for the high-class men, and sooner for women as well. With the evolution of makeup, wigs were right behind the beauty revolution. As wigs were paralleling use with the arts, theater, and costumes for special events, it was also a way to portray the gods and goddesses in ritual ceremonies. It wasn't long before people used wigs as disguises to live double lives, as it was easier for someone to be in two different places in a day with an entirely different persona. It became extremely easy to impersonate someone else if your wig was particularly unique. Separate from the mundane reasons we mentioned, wigs had other powers. In ceremonial magic, hoodoo, and witchcraft, the use of a person's hair is extremely powerful. In love spells, binding, and curses, getting hair is like gold in the spiritual world. This growing knowledge prompted many to begin wearing wigs so witches could hex an animal or another person besides you. Although wigs were made out of real human hair, animal hair, before the use of synthetic material, people were cautioned to discarding or selling their hair for money. This was particularly prevalent in Chinese culture as they had strict laws involving witchcraft. As the practices of wig wearing spread across the world, it made it to the UK. Their use of wigs was for social status. As they still today practice ceremonial magic, the main reason became the spread of lice in their community. Eventually, wigs became powdered to cover and medicate sores on a bald head as syphilis was breaking out of control. Only government officials, police, captains, judges, and very wealthy men wore wigs. As we know, this tradition made it over to the United States in the 1500s as the same social statement of high ranking. Soon, wigs were only affordable to upper middle class, and social events required the wearing of a wig to prove your ranking. Often peasants would steal wigs into those privileged spaces. A wig could be seen as money itself, and this would raise the vibration of those who would wear them. This newfound confidence transformed the more spiritual into their alter ego or alter self. Just like wearing a costume, it began with wigs. A wig could take a baroness. Its transformative powers are seen today in art, theater, fashion, drag, and beauty standards. In case you forgot the beginning, the magic lies in the deception that the hair is not yours. A very ignorant magician can be easily fooled by a very realistic-looking wig. Whether it is human hair, animal hair, or synthetic, it protects your own hair from spiritual harm. As a side note, the story of Samson and Delilah would have gone so much better if Samson had just had a wig on. Wigs now are very common in society, regardless of your status. And now they come in many textures, designs, colors, and styles. So the next time you are performing magic or around an enemy, would you consider wearing a wig now? That's all I have for you, lovies. See you in the next episode here on Universal Spirit Podcast with Karma's Eye Psychic.